Oh my God. What's going to happen? Oh my God, it's going to go wrong. I know it. I know it. It's going to go wrong. No, get a grip on yourself. Right, I've got the couch, the chair, my notepad. Oh my God, and the music. Right. Oh God, I've got a shot. Right. Keep calm. Keep calm. Come. Ah, Mr. McCready. How is the treatment progressing?
Good day, Doctor. Things aren't too good, I'm afraid.
Really? And you did so well last week. What exactly is the problem?
It's the wardrobe again, Doctor.
Ed.
I just can't bring myself to open it. Things are getting better, I know. I mean, at least I can bring myself to look at it now. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't have even stayed in the same room.
Yes, I'm afraid I remember it well. Very well. But tell me, Mr. McGready, what have I got hidden behind this curtain?
No.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
No.
It's a wardrobe, isn't it? And today, Mr. McGready, together, we are going to open that wardrobe.
Doctor, do you realise what you're asking of me?
Yes.
I have nightmares about them every night.
There.
The mere sight of a cabinet large enough for shirts is all I need to bring on an attack. I can't do it. I can't even look at it.
Now, listen to me. It's not the wardrobe, is it? I think we both know that by now. You're not frightened of that genuine 17th century walnut cabinet with its sturdy double doors, inlaid with mother of pearl, with its delicate hand-carved feet, ebonite handles and monogrammed panels, are you? I know. I don't think you're being quite honest with me.
Doctor, you're right. There is something else, something I haven't told you about yet.
Go on.
It's...
Yes. Yes.
It's difficult for me.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not very good with shirts.
Ah, just as I thought. And the wardrobes?
Yes, you're right. There's no problem with the wardrobes. In fact, I collect them as a hobby. It's just when I see the closed doors, it's the thought of what might be inside. Things hanging from the rail.
Yes, shirts. There, that's right.
Do you actually understand what I'm saying?
Of course. Perfectly straightforward shirt aversion syndrome. Must be hundreds like you. Now, if it had been wardrobes, well, that would have been something.
But is there anything you can do for me?
Well, it's quite simple, really.
Does it involve me running around with a wheelbarrow full of leaves?
Absolutely no chance of that. In fact, I think I've got some rather good news for you.
Hello, my name is Hieronymus Nostril, I'm your courier, and today, with the help of Naked Jawbone, we're going to get beyond that tiresome door. Okay, we're going to discover those hidden fruits within. Are you ready? Good. Okay, so don't just stare at that wardrobe. Walk up to it. Examine it. Touch it. Now take a deep breath, turn the handle, and open the door. Now that wasn't too bad, was it? So, have a good look inside. What do you see? That's right, a rail of shirts. Now, which are you going to choose? The check, the stripe, or the paisley? Ah, I see you've chosen the hand woven from Ecuador. A splendid choice. Now take it off the rail and hold it up to the light. Just look at that workmanship. Now the time has almost come. Nervous? Don't be. What about that hanger? Throw it aside. We won't be needing that again. Not for a long time. Now gradually slip into that inviting material. Allow the folds of fabric to envelop you. And above all, feel proud of your achievement. Feel very proud that finally you've
got it.